Hi all my lovelies, hope you guys are doing good. I know it's a very long time, but I'm back. So I'm Daisy, your host and ghost, and welcome to my podcast. Today I'm going to talk to you about the five different ways to say please. Now, we know it's a magic word and we always use the word please, but we have different natives for the word please. So the first one is, if you would be so kind. Now, I think it's so formal and I would personally not use it, but yes, I would use it in a very sarcastic way. Like if I'm angry with someone and I have to tell them, can you do this thing, if you would be so kind. So I would use that in a sarcastic way, but I would not use that in, you know, to say please to someone, because it's so formal. But you want to use it, you think it's cool, go ahead and use it. No stoppage. Second one is a very common one. We know it, but we don't use it. It's if you don't mind. So you can always say, shall we do it now? If you don't mind. Third is kindly. Can you please kindly pass me the salt? Oops, did I just use please and kindly in the same sentence? Let's do it again. Can you kindly pass me the salt? That's how you can use kindly. Fourth is, if that's all right with you, we can meet up at 4 o'clock if that's all right with you. Last one, I'd love it if you could. It's just telling that the other person that, you know, just if you could help me, I'd love it. So first one is if you would be so kind. Second one is if you don't mind. Third one is kindly. Fourth one, if that's all right with you. Fifth one, I'd love it if you could. Hope that helped. See you again with another episode of Alternatives of Another Word. Thank you and have a nice day.